no thought and therefore no resistance anywhere in your vibration, and then from that non-resistant state, stepping into thoughts that really get your juices flowing. It's the best of all worlds. The other day, Jerry and Esther were in Eugene, Oregon, and they went to a place that they go whenever they're there. It's a wonderful restaurant. And they've been there many, many times, many, many times over the years. And as they arrive for the first time in the 3 or 4 days that they will be in the area, they're going to eat there every night, they are appreciating the place. It's been newly refurbished. They see several of the old friends that have been there before. Some of the people who just eat there, Jerry and Esther know, and some of the people who are the cooks and the waiters, they know. And so they were having their own little appreciation fest over there as they were glad to be there and feeling the stimulation of being there, the fragrances in the air and the friendliness in the air. And then the waiter put Esther's salad in front of her. And as Esther looked at the salad, she felt shivers move all up through her body. It was orgasmic. It was odd. It was so intense and so vivid. And Esther said, "Whoa, what's in that salad?" And we said to her and to Jerry that what that was about, when you're in that supreme place of appreciation where there's not a ripple of resistance anywhere within you, and then you focus upon something that you feel even more appreciation for, you literally come into alignment with the whole of you. So the whole of Esther was looking at that salad. The whole of Esther was participating in that salad. It was a salad that the cells of her being were reveling in, cellular appreciation for this salad. We're not kidding you. In other words, when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, we're not just talking about you being tuned in with the source energy that's enjoying eating a great salad. We're talking about the cells of your body lining up to experience the very best of this, because, you know, the cells of your body are the reason that you want to eat to begin with. Oh, you have social reasons. There are all kinds of reasons that you want to eat. But the dominant calling for the food that you want to consume, that sensation of hunger and thirst, is activated from a cellular level. And these cells are consciousness who are affected by the vibrational alignment between you and your inner being. So when you've been on an appreciation fest and then you get in a vicinity of food, the cells of your body are now like a chorus that is literally calling for it, you see. And that's what we meant by the thriving. When you are in alignment and the cells of your body are asking for something, they would be happy with almost anything that you would deliver to them. But let's say that what was delivered to you was a plate of something that you don't ordinarily enjoy eating, a plate of worms. They're not that bad. A plate of something that you do not ordinarily want to eat. But the cells of your body, now, the cells of your body are still reveling in the nutrients that are about to be consumed. However, now you have a plate of worms in front of you instead of a beautiful garden salad. And so now your attention to that would put you in a state of resistance, which blocks the relationship between the cells of your body and the food that you're about to consume. So under those conditions, you would not thrive. And that's what we are getting at when we say these Aborigines that you're talking about began to not thrive so much once others became critical of their diet. And it's why you as humanity are thriving less on food that you used to thrive on as more people become critical of what you're eating. So that most people do 100% of their eating in a state of resistance, because almost everything you eat is something that at some level of your conscious awareness you believe you should not be eating.
Yes.
It has too much of this or too much of this or too much of this. You've become so smart about your food.
The thoughts again is what we think.
You become so smart about what you should not eat that you are blocking the communication between the cells of your body who would still do fine on it. You say, very good. We've arranged for worms to be delivered to all of you.
I had nothing to do with it. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Oh, we're going to have such fun in these days that are together. Stand.